Blog Talk Radio.
We live in Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah Music. Not going to play right now. We're going to let Yahuwah.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We live in Yahuwah's ministry. Makai is the host right now. Seer is right now taking up a conference call. And we're going to get some things rolling. We're going to call our elder in. See if I elder on the line, tell you all about the broadcast. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, Seed Royal. Elder Mr. Tibbs. Let me see, do we got the mother on the line right now? Mother D.F. Israel Seed Royal, Yahuwah bless you. Right. Makai's gonna be riding shotgun right now. We'll get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 on the table. Till we get the ball game rolling. Okay. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say." And we at VOTTY, we believe that the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. We go, see what the righteous spirit got to say right now. We're going to turn the book to, see, go to Genesis. Pick it up, chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. I'm going to scroll on over there. And let me get on over there to this book of Genesis. So we get the mother on the line right now. So the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19, we're going to see what's going on with See what he had to say over there in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19. And Yahweh said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Verse 19. And out of the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. See, Yahweh gave Adam put Adam in a position to name every creature. And whatever Adam named it, there was an end thereof. So Adam named everybody. Why Adam named everybody, we can read. Let's see, can I get on over here to Book of Exodus. We're going to pick it up at chapter 6. And we're going to go to 54. Then I'm going to take a little break and get some things in order here in a few minutes after I read this, run this Exodus down. We'll go to chapter 6. We'll pick it up at 54. Just the same, we'll always keep the broadcast rolling. So we got to keep Thus Says Yahweh going forth. And we're going to see what he had to say over there in the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 54. 54. Created all creatures, and he gave Adam the position to he called him Yahweh and put him in the position to name all creatures. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we gonna get some little music playing for a quick little second, entertain with a little music, some Yahweh music. Well, we get some things in our situated right now. We can go look for a few things.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in?
Thank you. Okay. Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in Indians' fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so, what triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas. And I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian and that everything we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate. And our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not white. It just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering and causing mayhem among the Indians. There's one Indian in there. But that isn't revealed, because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And that, and also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagons circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died at a ratio of 65 to 1.
Both barrels of a shotgun would always get two Indians.
Yeah, and that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves. Who are you looking at?
You.
Oh.
Oh, no, there's a message coming. But,
oh, okay.
One thing I wanted to get into on that, too, was the subject of not only how the Indians treated on the screen, but off the screen. I know
Let me tell you another thing. At a time when we say, especially, that we are going to keep our treaties and that we do keep our word and that we, above all people, do keep our word, I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
No exceptions. And the Indians howl when, with laughter, I guess, when they hear a public figure like a president saying other nations will laugh at us if we don't honor our treaty commitments.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to. We live at Yahuwah's Radio and Yahuwah's Ministry. Makai is your host right now, waiting on the spirit to step in. We're going to get the show started right now. We have Mother Z on the line. I want to say to Mother Z, Yahuwah bless you. Mother Z, I'm stepping in for the seer until he get ready. So Yahuwah bless you, Mother Z. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yahuwah bless you, Mother Z, Israel, of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hey, Yahuwah bless and keep you, Brother Micaiah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Mother Z, I'm stepping in for the seer until he get everything ready. So we gonna get the ball game rolling, and we're gonna kick it off with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See what it read over there.
Mother E on too.
Okay, we got Mother E on the line too, and we're gonna say Yahuwah bless you, Mother E, Israel, Z of C. Roy, tribe of Yada Judah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yep, Brother Micaiah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Wow, yes, the mother stepping up to the plate. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D. Yes, see that Yahuwah, that's good on Yahuwah's behalf. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You see, I'm going to be happy to hear about this. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We're going to kick it off with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and see what's going on, how we get this ball game rolling, Mother.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we really believe that B-O-T-T-Y, voice of the true Israel light, that the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. But let's see what's going on in the book of Romans, Mother Z. You turn to chapter Romans chapter 15. You give me verse 4. Let's see what's going on over there in some Romans. Let me get over there with you. And we're going to see what, out of the mouth of Paul, what he had to say in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. And Mother E, if you can get the ball game rolling, meet me over there at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We want verse 11. We want 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
Okay. Romans chapter 13, verse 4.
Well, chapter 15, Mother Z go give me Romans chapter 15, verse 4. And Mother Eagle have it at First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Waiting on me.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4.
Yeah.
Verse 4.
You at Romans. Pick that up at Romans chapter 15, verse 4 for me, Mother Z.
Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever thing was written, therefore was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
So out of mouth for old Paul, he say, for whatsoever things were written, things that were written. But he also let you know these things, what time are these things was written. He say, aforetime. So we know aforetime, he say, past time.
Right.
He say, were written for our learning. So that they was written for our learning aforetime. He said that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So let's see, can we precept our Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Let's see what Adamapha Paul, what he has to say over there. He says, everything written aforetime is for our learning, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's see what he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now all things happen unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonition,
mm-hmm.
upon whom the end of the world are come.
Mm-hmm. So all things that are written was he says that all things happen to them for example. They was written for admonition upon mm-hmm. whom the ends of the world are come. So let's see, written for these things was written for our learning. So let's find out these things that was written for our learning. For examples, in the book of Deuteronomy, Mother Z, you can give me Deuteronomy chapter 7. Matter of fact, Mother E, pick this up for me. Pick Deuteronomy up chapter 7, 6 for me, down to 10 and verse 12. And Mother
Yes,
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, through 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 6 to 10, and verse 12.
Let me go back and get it again.
Yes, ma'am.
6 to 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And then 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's see what Yahweh had to say that things that was written for our learning. We want to learn some things. We want to see what Yahweh had to say about the things that was written for our learning.
Chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mother Z, give me that Exodus chapter 3. I want you to write down verse 6. Write down verse 15. Write down verse 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. Cooking over here that was written down the fourth time before I learned. What you reading over there, Mother E?
Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 6 to 10 and verse 12.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For thou art a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, a for all people that are that are upon the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more than a teacher, for you were the truest of all people.
Now, let me get in. I'm going to get pulled into mass today. Now, you see that Israel, Yahweh say, you weren't the majority of the people. You was the fewest of people. He say, Yahweh say, he didn't set his love upon you or chose you because of your numbers.
Why?
We didn't have no numbers. It wasn't about numbers for Yahweh. Continue to read, Mother E, verse 8.
Verse 8. But because Yahweh loved you. Because
Yahweh loved you. You hear that? Yahweh loved you, Israel. What did he say?
And because he would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your father.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the family bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Now, before you go on,
Mother E, let me get in a little bit. Now, it's a, how you know he's talking about Israel? Okay. He called these people, he did call these people, what do you say on over there and about them being a righteous people? You know, he said he called them a special people. So we can read that out. I'm gonna just hold your place. I'm gonna go over here to the book of Exodus chapter 19. And I'm gonna get in with the mothers where I can fit in. I'm gonna get in Exodus chapter 19. And we're gonna do a couple of little verses down here. And we're gonna pick it up at verse 6. Verse 5. Down to 6. Verse 5, read.
Chapter 19.
Yeah. Now you don't have to go there, mother. I'm gonna knock that out. Don't even worry about that one. You just hold your place real quick, and we're gonna come back to where you at, mother. E. All right. So he said in the book of Exodus, chapter 19. I'm picking up at verse 5 and verse 6. Say, how you know he's talking to Israel? Okay. Let's see who else he called a special people. Okay. In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 5, read. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, then keep your covenant, and you shall be a peculiar treasure, which peculiar is a polluted word for special treasure unto me above all people. Mm-hmm. All the earth is mine. In verse 6, he says, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and that righteous nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
Right.
Over back to you, Mother E. Pick that up where you left off at.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But because Yahweh loved you,
mm-hmm.
and because he would keep the oath,
mm-hmm.
which he has sworn unto you, your father,
mm-hmm.
has the Yahweh brought you out with the mighty hand,
mm-hmm.
and redeem you out of the house of bondage, mm-hmm. from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9. Knowing therefore that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
which keeps the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And mercy with them that love him,
mm-hmm.
and keep his commandments to a thousand generations.
Mm-hmm. Now, mother, he said something there, right? He said for them that love him, though, right?
Right.
You know, he wanted to make sure for the national audience that then we talking to the children of Israel. This is our national audience that we talking to. We want to make sure the children of Israel understand when he say, when you love him, what that means. But we want to put that on the record. So we're going to go on over there to 1 John. And we're going to see what he had to say over there about his love. We'll go to 1 John and at verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
But give me pick it up at verse 1 all the way down. Give me verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1.
Chapter 5, and give me verse 1 down to 3. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 down to 3.
1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Whosoever believes that Yahweh is born of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and everyone that loves him,
mm-hmm.
that begotten love, mm-hmm. him also that is begotten of him. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now this we know, that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. So let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
For this is
the love of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
that we keep his Torah instruction,
mm-hmm.
and his commandments are not greedy.
Hallelujah. So we know his love of Yahuwah to do its Torah instructions according to what we can read.
Right.
Okay, so let's pick that back up where you left off at. And so let's drop, we could drop Joshua hits real quick on Mother. He said something about your father. We want to make sure we precept that about your father. Who these fathers he was talking about? Who your fathers is? What you holding over there for me, Mother Z? Let's let the national audience know who their father is. We're talking the national audience of Israel.
Exodus 15 and 16.
Yeah, we're going to Exodus chapter 3. Yes, and we want verse 6, verse 15, and we want verse 16 with it.
Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse 16, 15. I'm sorry. Exodus chapter
3,
verse 6, verse 15, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the Yahuwah of thy father, the Yahuwah of Abraham, the Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Jacob. And Moses hid his face from him, was afraid to look upon Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Well,
Verse 15.
Well, give me 15 up there, and then drop down and give me that 16.
Verse 15. And Yahuwah said, moreover, unto Moses, thus say unto the children of Israel, the Yahuwah of your father, the Yahuwah of Abraham, the Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
Now, we see Jacob. We know that's Israel, according to what we can read in the book of Genesis 32. We can read down verses 1 through 9. We're going to pick it back up at 35 and pick it up at verse 9. We don't have to go read it, you know, for the national audience so they can understand that when we see that name, we know that that name is Israel. Every time you see that mother, you can go ahead and knock him counsel to Jacob. You can put down Israel right there. You good to go. What you reading in verse 16?
Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Yahuwah of your father, the Yahuwah of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, political Mishnah.
We're good to go. Now, we go drop down on that. Now, you see how the whole time, mothers, if I read this, I only see that he's only talking to Israel right here. And that's something that we want to pay attention to. We also want to make sure we know that it's our fathers of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is our fathers. So let's see what he had to say over there in the book of Psalms. So he only talking to Israel. We want to, matter of fact, let me swing over here and take a peep over here in this Job chapter 1, Mother E, verse 8 down to 10. And let me see what I get cooking on over there. Because you know, you're only talking to Israel. We're going to go to Issachar's boy. Let's see what Issachar's boy, the third son, what he had to say over there. I head on over there with you. Yeah, we're going to Job.
Chapter 1.
We're going to pick it up at verse 8 down to 10. This thing, you got to keep talking about, this thing was spoken to Israel, you know, and your father.
I said, Job chapter 1.
Yeah, before you go to that Job, mother, did you give me that verse 12 yet in that Deuteronomy chapter 7? No, let me get that verse 12. Let's go back there. Let's hit that verse 12. Before we go there, we're going to hold that Job. We'll come back there. Let's hit that verse 12 in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's see what verse 12 says.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 reads, Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy father.
And he swearing top, so he said we gotta keep the covenant and do them. And the covenant that he's swearing to our father. We just got done reading that. But we ain't get to it all the way in Exodus. We kicked it off and we made that agreement. Let's go over here to the book of Second Chronicles chapter 31. Let's see what he got to say over there for verse 5 and verse 6. And we want verse 21. Mother E. Give me Second Chronicles. Yeah, we're going to Second Chronicles. He told us to keep them Torah instructions and do them, you know, it's the covenant that he made with us.
He said Second Chronicles chapter 31.
Yeah, we're going to Second Chronicles chapter 31. And let's see, he told us to do his Torah instructions, right, and keep them. So let's get a case in point.
Now, what was the verse?
We want chapter 31. We want verse 6. We want 5 and 6 and 21.
And 21.
Yeah, remember, he told us to do something over there, right, in verse 12. He told us, wherefore it should come to pass, if you would hearken to these Torah instructions and keep them, while your Yahuwah shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he swear to our fathers. So let's see some work getting done over here and see how fathers handle that covenant. And over there in the book of Second Chronicles, chapters 31, verse 5, 6, and verse 20, 21. What we read, Mother E?
Second Chronicles, chapter 31, verses 5, 6, and 21. Verse 5. And as soon as the commandments come aboard, the children of Israel brought in a bundle, the treasures of corn, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundance.
Now you see them getting right in order. They ain't waste no time bringing in these things. They bought the first fruits of the corn, which we got ready to come up, the first fruits, June 9th, when the sun go down, that's when they kick it off. June 9th, when the sun go down, go be the 10th, that's when we kick off that first fruits, speech coming up. Continue to read, but they was in order. Bought their tithes, bought the honey, the oil in, and everything.
But
what else they said? Yeah, six.
And concerning the children of Israel and your God Judah, Israel is the 10 tribes.
Now, right now, just read it the way it is right now. We put the dramatics on it, Mother E. You could just read it plainly, just the way it is, and we're going to put the dramatics on it.
Okay. Verse 6. And concerning the children of Israel and your God Judah, that dwell in the city of Yahweh Judah, they also brought in the tithe of ox and sheep, and the tithe of honey, of righteous things, which were consecrated unto the Yahweh, their Yahweh, and laid them by heaps.
By heaps. Now, mother, now, check this out, right? He just said they just bought in all the things, and it was the children of Israel and Judah, which at this moment, the children of Israel was pertaining to the ones that was with the tribe of Yada Judah. We got the Levites and the Benjamites that was with them. So at this moment, that's what was going on. And they, you see, they bought into things, right? But they, it's just showing how David had a willing mind to do his commandments, his Torah instructions. What verse 21 reads? Man, this Yada Judah doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Yada Judah doing this. So Yada got some things to do. We got to practice the righteous act, according to what we can read in Judges 5, verse 11. We're going to go there right now. We'll probably pick that up in a second. But we go finish that verse 20. Finish that 21 out.
2 Corinthians chapter 31, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And in every work that he began in the service of the family of Yahweh, and in the law, and in the commandment to seek his Yahweh,
let's go pick that Job up, Mother Z. Mother Z, I'm gonna have Mother Z pick that Job up for me. But you see, and we look at verse 21, they prospered. Mm-hmm. In verse 21, Mother, pick that Job up for me, in that Job chapter 1. Give me that 8 down to 10. But let's see how Yada prospered. He says, when you show the scriptures to be true, where Yahweh was saying that you could prosper in his word if you do it 12-round structures. In 21, he says, and in every work that he began in the service of the temple of Yahweh, and in the 12-round structures, the first books of the Bible, in the 12-round structures to seek his Yahweh, he did it with all his mind and prosper. See, we got to seek our Yahweh with all our mind. And you see, he prospered. And that's Yada Judah prosper when we do the, when we do 12-round structures. What are we reading over there in the book of Job? Let me swing over there with you. Yeah, we're going to read the book of Job. And we're going to go to chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 8 through 10.
Job, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8. And the Yahweh said unto Satan,
What did he say?
Oh, and the Yahweh said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that this is, there is no none like him in the earth, a perfect and a upright man, one that feareth Yahweh and eschew evil.
Now stop right there, Mother. And you see, he just said that. Now, Yahweh said that we got Yahweh talking to Satan here, right?
Right,
now,
right.
Now, I'm going to have to put this in your mouth, because now I got to put it here on this. See? Yeah, I want to start the process part of it with Job, but before we go there, there's something that was just saying here that just sparked my mind, Mother Z. You own something. Now, you just read following what we read. And we're going to see how the Spirit going to lead on this. He's saying the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8. Didn't he just say that Yahweh said unto Satan?
Right, right.
So Yahweh doing the talking here, right?
Right.
Okay, and he said, he told me, he actually considered his, so Job is serving. He has to consider his servant Job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can, this can go all type of ways. Okay, that there, he says, nobody on earth that was like him, but did he call Job perfect?
Mm-hmm.
He called Job perfect. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
That's
yeah.
What we read. Okay, then he called him, he said he's an upright man, one that fears Yahweh and destroys evil. Mm-hmm. Okay, read verse 1 for me.
Verse 1?
Mm-hmm. Read verse 1 before we continue on. And Mother E, give me Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, ready for me.
There was a man in the land of
Uz, mm-hmm.
whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and one that feared Yahweh and eschewed evil.
So, was he perfect?
That's what the word says.
That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Because we kicked it off talking about Romans 15:4. Everything written the fourth time is for our learning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you just hit it right on the head, Mother. You said, that's what the word said. That's what it said. So, Mother E, what you holding over there for me, Mother E?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
Be ye therefore perfect, mm-hmm. even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Now, that's Yahweh the Son told us. Yeah, Yahweh the Son told us to be. What did he tell us to be, Mother E, again? Read that again for us.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Ain't that something? So all this time, you know, when I was coming up, and, you know, even today when I talk to people, you know, it's talking about the Bible, you know, I got to open this book up. And when we get to opening up the book, the question always comes around somehow that we can't be perfect. I ain't perfect. Ain't nobody can be perfect. But, Mother E and Mother Z, are we reading right now that Yahweh the Son just told us to be perfect for our Father in heaven, which is perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mother Z, put a hit down for me, and let's see where he pulled that from. Yahweh the Son pulled the scriptures too, now he pulled that from out of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13. What did it read over there, Mother Z?
Deuteronomy chapter 18, what verse you say now?
We want verse 13, and throw 14 in there with me, but my head is in 13.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 18.
And do me a favor. Do me a favor, Mother. Read me 14 and then back up and read 13. Give me 14, then 13. Give it to me like that, Mother. Appreciate it.
Exodus chapter 18, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 14 and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14, for this nation was thus. For these nations which thus shall prosper,
possess,
hearken unto, observe of time and unto divine but
unto diviners
but as for this the Yahweh their Yahweh has not suffered
so to do.
Mm-hmm. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Thus shall be perfect with the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
So here we is. We got Yahweh out of the mouth of Moses telling us to don't be like the other nations. Don't observe anything pertaining to them, period. They time, even they divine. Stay away from any of that stuff. You got today people thinking the time starting at 12 o'clock midnight. Talking about the wars, times of wars, and the times of this or the other nations. But Yahweh said don't do none of that. He tell you to be perfect, for Yahweh is perfect. You see that, Mother E? You see that? The scriptures, they was pulling scriptures inside of the Bible. Remember what he said. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, saying written a fourth time is for our learning. So he pulled that a fourth time. Yahweh the Son knew the words. That's what they was reading. Remember, we just got done reading for our learning in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. You know, so we got to keep that in mind, too. But let's see what else he got cooking over there, because they say, hey, you can't be perfect. We just got it out the tour around structures, right? It can't be perfect.
Noah was a just man.
and Noah was a just man and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we got one that was a just man and one that was perfect.
Right.
And we've been told all our life that we can't be perfect. You know what they were telling you when they were telling you that you can't be perfect? It's real. They were trying to stop you from being Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. What did it read, Mother?
Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect, converting the souls. The testimony of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
Ain't that something? It's where they was trying every time since we was born. And our generation, they've been telling you, you can't be perfect, Israel. Because you received the Torah instructions. They were telling you, you can't keep your book. That's what they were telling us. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 25, Mother Eve. And let's back us up with James chapter 1, verse 25. See what he had to say over there out of the mouth of James. And Yahweh saw. Let's see what's going on.
James chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter 1. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
So the one that do the Torah instructions is going to be blessed in their deeds, be the doer of it. The ones that have to be a doer of the Torah instructions. So let's go back over here to the perfect Torah instructions, though. Perfect Torah instructions. We're going to pick it back up over here in the book of Job, where we left off at. We finished that verse 8 up, Mother Z. Was that you reading that, Mother Z, Job chapter 1?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please, can we hit back over there for us, please? And we go take a peek at something here. Because remember, y'all, that was, let me get an example. It was riding, remember, you do the Torah instructions, Yahweh, you're prospering, Yahweh. Yadav was prospering. The southern kingdom was prospering real good over there. And let's see what Job was going on with Job. That was perfect. That means he was doing the what? Torah instructions. See what Yahweh had to say about him when he was doing the Torah instructions in the book of Job. Perfect one. Chapter 1, pick it back up. Pick it up at that verse 9 now.
Job, chapter 1, verse 9. Then Satan answered the Yahweh and said,
what do you say?
Do Job fear Yahweh or not?
Mm-hmm.
No.
For not, that's right.
Verse 10. Has not thou made a head about him
Now I got to cut in. I'm jumping in here now, Mother G, but.
Mm-hmm.
You see what happens when you are perfect, when you're doing the Torah instructions. Satan has to recognize that that this man Job was perfect. He had a head of Yahweh around him. You see that? Do you see what I see?
Right.
Continue to read. Let's see what else he says would happen when you be perfect.
About his house.
And about your house.
And about all that he has on every side.
And about all that he has on every side.
Thus has blessed the work of his hand.
He said you blessed the works of his hand. Now, do you see that? Who want to be on the side of the man like this with Satan coming, Yahweh? Like, look, this man perfect. You know, bless this man's hand. Look how he's been so perfect. Look at the things he got for being perfect during the Torah instruction, Israel. And that's Issachar's voice. Continue to read.
and his substance is increased in the land.
Mm. And its substance is increased. But yeah, continue to read. Read verse 11 now. So you got increased in the substance.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
Mm-hmm. So he say, put down all that you have. I mean, he told him to curse. They recognize that had you been perfect and you doing the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, that the hands of Yahuwah and he'll put a hedge around you. Yahuwah had a hedge, and he blessed his hand because he was being perfect, see, Roy? That's what happened. Let's go on over there in the book of Psalms, chapter 87, verse 1 and 2, Mother Eve. Let's see what he had to say over there in the book of Psalms, chapter 87, verse 1 and 2.
Okay.
Remember he was saying over there that he was he loved Israel? And we was reading over there in Deuteronomy. Remember he said he's like the love he had for Israel, I love. Let's go back and go ahead and read that 87 verse 1 and 2, then we're going to go back and check that out.
The book of Psalms, chapter 87, verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1, his foundation is in the righteous mountain. Verse 2, the Yahweh loves the gathering of Judah more mm-hmm. than all the dwelling of Israel, Jacob.
So, Jacob, your love right there. See, let's go back. Let's go back and let's pick back up some. Let's do a quick review. Mother E, you can roll back with hold the place where you at from because we're gonna come back and hit that again. But let's see, can we run down? We're going back to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And remember, he said something in verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 7. I want that verse 7 again, and verse 8.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number
right.
than any people. Mm. But you were the fewest of all people.
That's right.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Yahweh loved you,
mm-hmm.
and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto you, your father, had the Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
So, let's go see who Yahweh loved. Let's go see who Yahweh loved in Psalms 87, verse 1 and 2.
Psalms 87.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 2. Okay. Psalms 87.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. His foundation is in the righteous mountain. The Yahweh loves the gathering of Yahweh Judah more than all the dwelling of Israel.
So Yahweh tell you who he loves. He said, Yada Judah. He
right.
in all the dwellings of Israel. Let's find out who the dwellings of Israel are. Let's find out who these are, the dwellings of Israel. Let's see who's the children of Israel. Find out who these Israel is. Let's go to Genesis, right? And we're gonna pick up on some names here. Matter of fact, I might find my case and put that in Exodus. Yeah, I go to Genesis 46. We're gonna go to Exodus. We're gonna go to Begin at Exodus chapter.
Brother Micaiah, Mother D.F. Israel, she also on the line too, Mother D.F. Israel. So all three mothers is ready to go. And I'm ran back and enjoying every minute of it. Mother D.F. Israel, she also ready to go too. Hallelujah.
Okay. When your mother come in and you're trying to greet your mother, you say, Yahweh bless you, Mother D.F. Israel.
And Yahweh be with you, young lion, Brother Micaiah, Steve Ward, Israel.
Hallelujah. We got all the mothers rolling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that nice?
We rolling, Mother. We got Mother Eon. We got Mother Dion.
Yeah.
We rolling.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Mother Jesus, you just joined us. I'm gonna give you a hand, dog. I know you got some books all laid out, got the pen and pad ready to roll out. And
yeah.
Mother be ready to go. I tell you that much. Mother be ready. We're gonna pick it up where we left off, man. We wanna put a name on these Israel. We just got done reading Mother in the book of Psalms 87 verse 1 and 2, right? Mother Egypt knocked a hit out.
Yeah.
Powerful line about Yada Judah, Yahweh has loved Yada Judah than all the tribes, you know, of Israel, right? And this is foundation.
Yeah,
and he said this is his foundation too, gotta keep that in mind. So we want to go and find out who these the other Israelites are, so we can make sure we get a case of point. We got the record. What he mean by that? We want to make sure we put the names on the chart. So we gonna take our time. We're gonna read Exodus chapter 1, and we're gonna read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, matter of fact, just down to now. Give me down to 4. Give me 1 to 4, and then give me 7.
Okay.
The first line of 7. Yeah, just the first line of 7.
Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt, every man and his family, whole came with Israel, Jacob. Okay, verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them.
Now, and it's filled with us today, man.
That's right.
Well, The thing we did wax fruitfully, we threw that in grand style. I tell you that much, and it is exceedingly mighty when we get our Yahweh on. But as you see here, that he said out of all these sons that he named of the children of Israel, he's telling them that Yada is the one he loves. Than all the rest. So, how that point in John 3:16 go stand up? That's the thing. It can't stand up. She let the book talk. I just want to take a little hit at that. Let's see what you got going on in the book of John. We're going to go to 316. Mother D.F. Israel. Let me get that John chapter 3, verse 16. Let's take a hit at that. Let's see what he said over there in that John 3, 16.
John 3:16. John 3:16.
Yes. Okay. Yes. 3:16.
John chapter 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahweh so loved the world that he
mm-hmm.
gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever
mm-hmm.
believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
And now, he says in John chapter 3, verse 16, right? Now, we look at this. He said, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him. And we're going to preach them that whosoever, so we can put a name on that whosoever, Mother E.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to take it over there to the book of Joel. And you're going to pick it up at chapter 2. And I want verse, give me verse 27, 28. And give me verse 32. 27, 28, verse 32. We're going to preach that whosoever. We're going to stop right there, that whosoever believe on him. Let's see what the Bible says about whosoever. That's the book of the talk. Remember, you got to keep in mind. We're coming from Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Remember, things are written the fourth time before I learned. So let's find out who this whosoever is the fourth time that before I learned that we can read about who Yahweh talked about, the whosoever. What are we reading over there, Mother?
The book of Joel, chapter 2.
Yeah, Joel. We're going to the book of Joel, chapter 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to...
The book of Joel, chapter 2. Verse 27, 28, and 32.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Yahweh Judah and in Jerusalem, Yahweh Judah shall be delivered. As the Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom the Yahweh shall call.
So we got in Give me that last verse you just read, Mother. Read that last verse again for me one more time.
Joel.
Yeah, that whosoever.
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass.
It's come to pass.
Whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
Okay, now who's the whosoever he's talking about that we can read in verse 27?
Israel.
Uh-huh. Who it is, Mother?
Israel.
And that's who he was talking to, right? When he said, and whosoever shall, that's who he's talking to right there, the whosoever?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then, so let's preach that by Bible. Let's go to Acts. Pick it up at chapter 2. And we're going to read verse 21. And give me the first line of 22, Mother. He said Israel, right? He did say Israel in line 27, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the whole time as we read in the record that we that we can read in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and 32, that he said he was talking to Israel.
Right.
Okay. And that was Israel.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. We're going to Acts chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 21 and verse 22. But I want that first line. That first line, you're going to see my head right there in 22.
Okay. Verse 21 and verse 22.
Yeah.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall mm-hmm. call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. You men... You men of Israel.
So you men of mm-hmm. Israel. He talking to, see the thing is, he tell you who he talking to.
Mm-hmm.
He talking to the people he talking to, is he referring to. If somebody talking mm-hmm. to me, and I know they referring to me, I'm not going to take mm-hmm. it and give it over to Sue, Bob, Joe, Allen, and Grace. I'm not mm-hmm. talking to me. They wasn't talking mm-hmm. to you. You know, mm-hmm. so why would I turn around and I give it to somebody else and say, whosoever is for whoever he wanted to be? But he's talking to me. He's mm-hmm. saying Israel. Israel's mm-hmm. a nation. If you're talking mm-hmm. to a nation, you're telling a whole nation, like, whosoever. He's saying whosoever within this nation. Israel. Mm-hmm. Well, let's read that again. Read that Acts chapter 2 and read verse 21. Read me verse 21.
Acts chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass
that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
And who are we talking mm-hmm. to in verse 22?
Verse 22. You men of Israel.
You men of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, Roy, that's it. You just let the book do the talking. What are we reading over there, Mother Z in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 9? Since we know he's talking to you, man of Israel, and we know he's talking to us, that whosoever, and that John chapter 3, verse 16, for Yahweh so loved the world that whosoever should believe in him, huh? That, we know that whosoever is Israel, and we know who we love over the 12, over out of the 12 tribes is Yada. We can read that, right? We know he loved them more. We know he loved them more out of the 12. We're going to get that right, love them more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see what we got going on. Let's see what he says in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 9, Mother Z.
1 Kings chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 9. Blessed be the Yahweh, their Yahweh, which delights in you
mm-hmm.
to set you on the throne of Israel, because the Yahweh loves Israel
mm-hmm.
forever. Therefore, made him the king to do the judgment and death.
So, as we look at this, he said that Yahweh said who he love again. He said he love Israel for how long though, Mother? Read that
forever.
Again. Let's read that again.
Okay. First Kings chapter
uh-huh.
10. First Kings chapter 10, verse 9.
Take your time, Mother, because you own something here. You gotta hit and you bust him upside the head all over the top of the place. What we got in verse 9?
Blessed be the Yahweh, their Yahweh, which delight in you
mm-hmm.
to set you on the throne of Israel
mm-hmm.
because the Yahweh loves Israel
mm.
forever. Therefore, may he your king to do judgment and justice.
So Yahweh said he loved Israel forever. But we come to find out, we come to find out something else about that love that he loved by Israel. It's a tribe inside of the 12 tribes that he loved more than all, more than the other tribes. And we come to find out, according to what we can read, Psalms 87 verse 1 and 2, is Yada. And we go, we gonna keep the ball game rolling, right? What we reading over there, Mother G, in 2 Corinthians. Now we're going to 2 Chronicles. And we're going to read verse 9 and verse chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. We want verse 8.
You saying me?
Yeah, Mother D. Mother D F Israel. Steve Ward. Travis, y'all got Judah. You're going to swing on over there to 2 Chronicles chapter. We're going to chapter 9, give us verse 8.
2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighted in thee. He sent thee on his throne to be king for Yahweh, your Yahweh, because thou, Yahweh, love Israel to establish them forever. Therefore, may he be king over them to do judgment and justice.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, Yahweh love Israel. And we come to find out of the 12 tribes, we know he got a love for you, a special love, a love for Yada, more than other tribes. But hey, don't be mad at Yada. You know, don't even be mad at Yahweh. Love it. Love Yahweh, love. See, what he said over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. What do you say over there, Mother Eve? We going over there to Isaiah. Let me swing on over there. Make sure I'm in the right spot. We're going to read on over there in Isaiah. We're going to check it out in chapter 43. Pick it up in verse 3 and verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 43.
Yeah, we're going to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. See, all over this Bible, he lets you know how he feels about Israel. In every form and fashion type of way, it's a love story between us and our maker. All we got to do is just pay attention to it with the love of the Torah instruction.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for you, for your ransom. Ethiopian and Seabed for thee.
Verse 4.
Your flesh was it precious, this stuff was precious in my sight. You have been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for their life.
So, Yahweh say, and I have loved you. He said he was precious in his sight. He said we was honorable. He said he had loved you. Let's go pick it up in Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, Mother D. We're going to Malachi. We're going to pick it up in chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. This is where this is a love story between us and Yahweh. Let me tell you how he feel about it. This is a personal thing. Said whosoever, it can be whosoever now, but it's our personal book. whosoever is only whosoever Israel. I can't whosoever all of a sudden now when they these people ain't know our book. They ain't know nothing about no whosoever. Now all of a sudden it's whosoever for everybody. So they get their hands on the book, it's theirs too now. You agree with. Matter of fact, think about that, Green. What do you say over there, Mother E? Hold the coin, Mother D.F. Israel. Hold that Malachi verse chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, while Mother E bring out Judges. Go to Judges for me. We're going to Judges. We're going to pick it up at chapter 2. Let me swing over there and take a peek at it with you. I'm going on. Mother E, go to Judges. And Yahuwah said something on over there. In the book of Judges, I'm in the wrong book. Yahuwah said something over there in the book of Judges. Chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up at verse. Give me verse 2.
Judges chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Judges 2, 2.
Okay. Book of Judges chapter 2, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land.
Mm-hmm.
You shall throw down their altars
that
you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Ain't that something? God warned you and told you don't make no league with them. Mm-hmm. And now they get their hands on the book, they telling you about your book. Now they saying, that's me right there too. I'm with you. I'm your equal. That's something. We'll read a little bit. We'll read something about that too. What y'all got to say about that? But first, we got the time. We'll pick it up and what you reading? What you holding over there for me, Mother D.F. Israel?
You said Malachi chapter 1.
Hallelujah. 1, 2. Hallelujah.
I think it's Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
Mother called it out. Come, bring it on now, Mother. Bring it on now.
All right. Malachi chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. The burden of the word of Yahuwah to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved you, says Yahuwah. Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Says Yahuwah. Yet I love Jacob, his name. Verse 3. And I hated Esau. And laid his mountain and his heritage waste. For the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Esau said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahuwah of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahuwah has indignation forever.
They call Esau them, I'm going to put, let me see, I got to put right ahead too, Nasty. I got to see what I, now he called Esau the border of wickedness. Let's go back and see what his father had going on, Mother E. We're going back to the beginning of the book. I never know how this thing going to go. And let's see what's going on with this, with Esau, what he had to say. Matter of fact, about this wicked. I want to touch on that wicked. Let's make a U-turn. Let's go to Psalms chapter 50, verse 16 and 17.
Chapter 50.
Yeah, Psalms 50. We want chapter 50, 50, verse 16 and verse 17. Yeah, let's see. Let's take a U-turn. What we? Something about this. Wicked.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and verse 17.
Yeah.
But unto the wicked, what have thou to do to declare my statutes?
Uh-huh.
That thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth.
One second, mother. I got to cut in and put the dramatics on this. That man, we just got done calling the Esau the wicked of borders. The borders
yeah.
are wicked. And then remember he said something about that, right? But remember he said he was building the desolate places and all that stuff? You know, look what he said to him. He said, what has you to do with my Torah instructions that you should take my covenant in your mouth? See, we're going to slide over there, probably read a little bit more about him in that book of Obadiah, about him building these desolate places. But look at the things that he was doing. He wanted to put the covenant in his mouth. He wants the Torah instructions. These are things that the wicked won't do. But what he says about it, he told me he shouldn't have done this anyway. What did he say in the next verse that you read, Mother 17?
Verse 17. Seeing you hate instruction and cast my word behind thee.
So he don't even want the word. His whole thing is to throw off Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Set a case on him. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and 4.
Proverbs chapter 16.
Yeah, we're going to Proverbs. And Mother Z, pick that up. Pick that Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and verse 4. Take your time and knock that on out.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, commit thy word unto the Yahweh, and your thought shall be established.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, the Yahweh has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of the evil.
So Yahweh said he made them for the day of evil. He made the wicked for the day of evil. So he's talking about Esau and his five sons, and he was talking about the border of wickedness. God created you for the day of evil. That's what you created for. What are we reading in Job chapter 9, verse 24? Mother D, pick that Job chapter 9, verse 24, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Wood. Yeah, we're going to chapter 9, and we want verse 24.
Okay. Job chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given unto the hands of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
He covers the face of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
They are up. If not, where and who is he?
Mm-hmm. So the earth is given to the hand of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So what we read, let's go read in Psalms chapter 17. Pick it up at verse 13 and verse 15. And take your time. I need to go pick up my sword. I'm missing one. But take the time to pick that verse up. Mother E, pick that verse up for me.
Psalm chapter 17.
I don't know what chapter he said.
Oh, no, we won't. Give me that Psalms chapter 17, verse 13 and verse 15.
Okay. 13 and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms chapter 17, verse 13 and verse 15. Verse 13. Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him. Mm-hmm. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is the sword. Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, I will behold thy faith and righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I want to say something about that sword. And before I go touch Isaiah 45:17, I want to go bring over there to that Genesis. Chapter 27, verse 37. Read that for me, Mother G.F. Israel. We're going to read through a little read. We're going to pick it up at verse 37.
Genesis chapter what?
27, verse. Pick it up at verse. Pick it up at verse 36.
You say Genesis 25?
27.
It's like you're breaking up.
Oh, 27.
27? Okay. Mm-hmm. Genesis 27 verses what?
Pick it up at verse 36 and read down so we get our point.
Chapter 27 verse 36. Okay, verse 36. And he said, is not he rightly named Israel, Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
For he has supplanted me these two times.
Mm-hmm.
He took away my birthright. And behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And
mm-hmm.
he said, has thou not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your Yahweh.
When he made him
his Yahweh.
His name at that time was Jacob, which was Esau's brother. He made him Yahweh. Over his brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what else he said with that? And who?
And all his brothers have I given.
So oh, okay.
Have
so that's, so Jacob was the man of the hour at that time. So he was Yahweh at that time over his brother and then over Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure I pull that out.
Okay.
Okay, continue to read, Mother.
I have given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on.
Mhm. So
38.
We come to find out. Yeah. Finish that up. Yeah, 38.
38. And Esau said unto his father, has thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. And by your sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come.
I want to point that out again. He told him, he said, read that top line again in verse 40.
Genesis 27, verse 40. And by your sword shall you live.
Okay. Stop right there. Now, who just got done reading that Psalm 17, verse 13?
Mother Eve.
Yeah, who's reading that? Who's over that? What's that? You, Mother, Mother Eve?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can you give me that Psalm 17, verse 13 and verse 15 again? Let's see if we can tie this all in.
Okay. Psalm 17:13 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 17:13. Arise, O Yahweh, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is the sword.
Now, stop right there. Now, who he say was the wicked was that we can read, that we just got done reading in Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1 down to 4? Who he called the borders of wicked?
Esau.
Esau. You see how this game goes? So he said, he tell them, let them know from the wicked. We got Esau, them letting us know that. That's our wicked. Mm-hmm. But that's our sword, too, though. Because who we just found out was the sword that we can read, we just got done reading in the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 40. Who got the blessings of the sword of the earth?
Esau.
And his five sons. Hallelujah. Our mothers. See, that's what we got going on here. We're letting the book do the talking. You see, Esau, them is that border of wickedness. And every time we do something, they go that sword right there, that wicked sword for the day of evil, when we do evil, Israel. That sword there for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they was created for. They doing their job. What we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 17. Mother E, pick that up for me. Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 17.
Isaiah 45. Okay. Look at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. He shall not be ashamed, nor confirm world without an end.
But Israel world is without end. So let me see, I'm trying to pull the rabbit out the head, right? It was something else he even said in the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6. Mother D, could you pull that out for me in the book of Ezra, chapter 6, and give me that verse 9?
He's talking, man.
See what he had to say over there. Yeah, let's see what he had to say. Because remember, he said Israel world is without end. Remember, he said, there's something here that made me want to go here, because we read something about it, and I think it was over there in Malachi when he said something about old Esau and him being in this position.
Yeah.
So building the lands over in that desolate place, he was saying that the wicked, that's what it was, the wicked had the world. That's what I was looking for. Thank that ministry. He said something about the wicked. I said, was that in Job? Let's pull that back out. Let's see, can we pull that back out about this wicked? What was that? What were we reading there? It was in Job chapter 9, verse 24, Mother E.
Yeah.
You can pull that back up for me one time.
Job chapter 9, verse 24. Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Get back there.
Mm-hmm. Take your time, Mother, because we want to find out about this wicked in this world. And we just come to find out that if Israel world is without end, do they mean who world? We just come to find out that Esau them have the world, and they the ones that's wicked. That's what we just come to find out. We come to find out Esau is the ones that's wicked, and we found out that they are is the ones that fit this perfect description in Job chapter 9, verse 24.
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
He shows the face of the judge thereof. If not, where and who is he?
So it was given to the hands of the wicked, and we come to find out that the wicked is Esau with his five sons.
Right.
They tie Israel on some wicked stuff. We know anything Israel is wicked, it comes from other nations. Esau and his five sons, they got this wicked thing down packed. Yahweh done let it be known. We done built the case on you. We got the record. The judge has been set. Everything's already written for Esau and his five sons. We got the record. So we got the record, too, that right now they got the wicked got the world.
Mm-hmm.
We also got the record with Mother about to get ready to read in that second, second Ezra chapter 6, verse 9. Because Mother Z got done reading that Israel world is without. Is without end.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we reading over there, Mother?
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For Esau is the end of the world.
Who the end
and
of the world, Mother?
Esau.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Uh-huh. Continue to read.
And Israel is the beginning. Of it.
Oh, so we got somebody that's coming behind these old wicked ones, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something? And mm-hmm. Israel is the end. Israel is the beginning. Is the beginning
yeah.
of it that follow it. So mm-hmm. We just build a good old case. You know, we're going to keep the broadcast going on. We're gonna go ahead and call in our seer Israel to see Roy. Whenever you're ready to step in, I'm going to stay on that note and hand it over to our sisters, really, Steve Roy. And I thank Yahweh for the mothers, too. Y'all been a big help. Thank Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
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 Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
All right, that was excellent there. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, and the three modes once again on the network in grand style, but it's amazing. I don't see the mothers on the network, but I hear the mothers on the network. So I don't know how they doing it, but I don't see you, but I sure hear you. That's the bottom line, Mother E, Mother Z. So one thing we do know that you heard in grand style, so whatever have been punched for you to continue, we will continue. And matter of fact, Mother Z, you might well look at one of them notes and be able to address this national audience about what's coming up, what the feast the week's coming up. So if you I'm gonna give you a few minutes to start getting your notes prepared to address this national audience. I'm telling you now, on the international side, it's over 400,000 plus. So, and tell him about exactly what's coming up. When is it? Thursday night? Feast of Weeks? So we're going to let you address them pertaining to, but they got another name for the Feast of Weeks. and that would throw us off. But even so, six or nine camps off, we know that word is polluted. All right. So, Bubba Kai, you helped your own in grand style. The big dignitaries, they always got something to say. That's because we just don't have time to answer the telephone calls, and they'll show their power by threatening those seers. But sooner or later, your threat days will come to an end on threatening those seers. So Yahuwah is going to intervene on you, threatening those seers to come to a conference line. All righty. So Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel, Yahuwah, Beach, and Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, Tennessee. I'm riding shotgun. If you need me, I'll be ready to go, too. That's a great thing there, Camp 4. That's a great spirit to have. So I just want to piggyback on a couple things that were said that I did get a chance. I heard from the first hour. I missed the first hour by being on the conference line, but I did hear the second hour. But I got to, that means I got to take a look at something. If that's the case, let me take a look at some things then. Since that, Mother E, I got to take a look at something. Since I just said that, so what did I just say? I don't say it something. I don't know what I'm saying. But y'all said something. Let's go to Mother, I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't say it something. But I better put a scripture down somewhere to see exactly what have I said. In the book, yeah. But Mother Z gonna who gonna address that? Who gonna address that Feast of Weeks up? Mother, who gonna address that Feast of Weeks again? I'm quiet. Come on. Mother Z.
Yes.
You address that Feast of Weeks. Yes. All right, good. We'll make sure we'll find time for that. And Mother E, I want to go to call for Olympians, chapter 1, verse 12 through 18. I don't know what's there, but we're supposed to be able to build a case. Whatever come out is something always to work with. See, one thing about it, when you have the spirit of Yahuwah, you can come any direction. So I'm just going to build a case from whatever it is that you're getting ready to read in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, 12 through 18. What you going to read that, Mother E? 1 Corinthians 1, 12 through 18. Come on.
Book of Philippians, chapter 1, 12 through 18. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out, rather unto the furnish of the covenant, so that my bond in Yahuwah are manifested in all the places, and in all other places. Verse 14. And many of the brethren in the Yahuwah were confident by my bond are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Verse 15.
Hold that point, Mother. Hold that point. Hey, Mother, you don't stumble on something real. Now, I was entertained, no doubt about it, but we heard the broadcast going on in grand style, and I heard a lot of boldness going on in the broadcast that second hour. I didn't hit the first hour. But one thing we do know, the foxtail have been lit, and the curtain have went up, and it's time now to exhibit ourselves in dust as Yahuwah. So we did hear some good teaching and reading boldly, although I was entertained by the big dignitaries. So that's a great thing that mother. So and that's a good feeling to know that the foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up, and all we gotta do is continue to be in order and be ready to go. So I heard some boldness going on, and that's a great thing, and that's why I get my joy when I hear the six anointed camps can throw down without be thundering all around. But three of the six camps, I'm very disappointed in them until I see some improvement in them. Very disappointed, because this is a serious job, and we got to get in order, because the floodgates gonna hit every direction, and we have to be prepared to take care of this business. So, Mother, you're doing great, Mother Eve. So give me some more. So we know we heard some boldness going on. So now, what the next verse says? Straight on down to 18. Come on.
Verse 15. Some indeed teach Yahweh the Son, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Verse 16. The one teaches Yahweh of some continually, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bones. Verse 17. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the covenant. Verse 18. What then, notwithstanding every way, brethren, in pretense or in truth, Yahweh is preaching, teaching, and I therein do rejoice. Yea, and will rejoice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm going to rejoice when we know that we have done our purpose, and we see this word is flowing through the six anointed camps, and any camp can just step up at any given time and throw down. That's a great rejoicing, and that's what I look forward to. Now, Mother, back up and read again 15 and 17. One more again. Read verse 15 and 17. What it say?
Okay. The book of Philippi. Chapter 1, verse 15. Some indeed teach Yahweh the Son, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Verse 17. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the covenant.
Mm-hmm. See, so some teach. See, you got to watch the ones that always teach with always debate spirit, always got something negative to say, always got something. Them the kind that you hear, it's like somebody bring you a meal. If somebody bring you a meal with a frown on their face at a restaurant, probably hope you don't go to none of them. But, which means why I said that WCC word. Well, I said it, it don't came out now. So, you got to have the right spirit to do this. And you got to be willing to sacrifice for your peoples. And that is the 12 tribes that's scattered. But your spirit got to be right. Your spirit ain't right. Your message is never going to come out right. You're all going to come out with strife, debate, always a question. You always got too much on the table. Because that means Yahweh is not dealing with you because your spirit ain't right. I will leave it like it is. I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's the way it came to me. Hey, Mother D of Israel, let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 5. So what we saying? You're supposed to be able to come to any one of the six anointed camps, and the same spirit is going out. One accord, one mind, and it's all about the peoples of Israel putting ourselves secondary to it. Having the right spirit is not about us. It's about getting the 12 tribes of Israel in order for the coming of Yahweh the Son. That's what I'm trying to say. So in Philippians, Mother D of Israel, what can we read in 2, 3, 4, and 5? What did it say?
Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. Verse 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others.
So what it mean? Yeah, go ahead. Verse 5.
Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Yahweh the Son.
So let this mind be in you. We got to esteem others. See, the seer's job is to Brother Mackay, look up a word after we read this verse. After you read, it's a verse, I want to show you something to bring out. Brother Mackay, what do it say in Acts chapter 20, verse 28? Acts 20, verse 28, what does it say?
Okay, I'm going to the book of Acts. Chapter 20, picking it up at 28. Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28 reads, take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the righteous spirit hath made you overseers, to feed
stop right there.
The church of...
Stop right there. Well, stop right there for a minute. He said, take heed to yourself that that'll make you overseer. What is the definition of an overseer anyway? See if you can pull that up there, young lion.
Overseer.
The word called overseer. Let's see exactly what is that overseer. Help me out there. And while you look up overseer, I'm going to come back and bring Mother D of Israel back in. Because, you know, I want to find out what the word overseer means.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means. Come on.
Overseer. Getting from the Google Online Dictionary. What I have here is a person who supervises others, especially workers. You need more.
That's all you got?
Well, I got something else.
Okay,
now.
Okay, what else to say?
Okay, a person who supervises responsibility. Yeah, that's pretty much that's all we got.
Okay, it's a verse and First Peter, Brother Mackay, I think it's 3 verse 5, talks about something else. I'm reaching, But 1 Peter 3:5, it talks about something pertaining to that too. 1 Peter, let me see, can I peep at it? Because overseers have a great responsibility to make sure people's in place that got the right spirit. And to have the right spirit, Mother D of Israel, you got to have Sirach 4:7 written all over you. Where it starts at, Mother D of Israel, and Sirach 4:7. This is where it starts at. Sirach 4:7. Mother D of Israel, what it say?
Sirach 4:7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man.
Hallelujah. Well.
So the first thing you got to do is what, Mother Day of Israel? To be in anointed leadership, what's the first thing you got to do?
Get the love of the congregation.
Get the love of a congregation. Don't impose yourself if you don't have the love of the congregation. You got to understand one thing. You got people that's been in this thing a long time, and they know, and they can tell when you own something, especially the mothers. They can tell when you own something and when you're not on nothing. They might discuss it among themselves, but they get the same vibe at the same time. Well, they know when you're on something. So the key to it is you have to understand, you got to respect anointed leadership and get the love of the congregation. So this is a big job, and one thing about it, we want to make sure clearly that everybody is pulling on that same rope. And if we put on that same rope, Mother E, let's talk about that rope. So if we all pull on that same rope, let's see what that says about that rope. Mother E, we're going to take a look at Ecclesiastes and see if we pull on that same rope, if we pull on that same rope, let's see what it got that we can read in the book of, so one thing about an overseer, he has to see that spirit. Like the spirit we seen that daughter of Yahuwah exhibit yesterday in the bottom part of the Sabbath day. It was some grandbabies was over, and they was trying to get in the word. She immediately got out of her thing and got with them and started working with them. And that spirit we're talking about. You got to see that spirit, and Mother Z same way. See, that's the spirit we're talking about, and that's how you form bondship and leadership. Now, but that's got to come natural. You got to get out yourself to see this thing. So now, Mother E, I'm looking for a verse, and we'll pick it up at verse number 11 and verse 12. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12. Okay.
Verse 11. Well, I'll tell you what, Mother. Hey, Mother, don't 10 in make it sound good. Throw verse 10 in just to make it sound good. 10, 11, and 12. You on the clock, come on.
Verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fallen. But woe to him that is alone when he falls. For he has not another to help him up. Verse 11. Again,
the two lie together, then they have peace. But how can one be one alone? Verse 12. And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Hey, well, what is Mother Reed? Mother Reed is this. I'm going to tell you something about the world. It's best always when you're doing something in the world, you do it alone. But when you're doing, when you're in a ministry that that means from Yahweh, you have to always remember, when two or three come together, according to Matthew 18 through 20, Yahweh is in the midst of that. So when you is building something, you got to watch the ones that is sold out for some Yahweh. And understand, when two or three come together, Yahweh in the midst of it. And when two or three on the same page, and that's the same thing we're saying about these six anointed camps. Once we got this thing together on one accord, Yahweh going to intervene. I'm telling you, he's going to intervene, but you got to get out yourself. You got to get out yourself and point toward helping the masses that's coming. You got to have that spirit in you. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pause it there. We're going to swing and get Mother Z. And Mother Z is going to tell you about this feast day coming up and about what all, and then she did, then if she want to, she can go and address this national audience at the same time. But we got a feast day coming up, and Mother, what do you want to tell this national audience about this feast coming up and what's supposed to be done on this feast? Take your time there, Mother Z. We're going to just rev back and let's talk about the feast coming up and when and all that good stuff. You on the clock.
The feast of week is coming up Thursday night on the 9th when the sun go down. So I'm going to start talking about it from Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2. Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feast days. Verse 6, 6 days shall ye do, six days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and a righteous gathering. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings. And then I'm going to go to Leviticus chapter 14, 15, and 16. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 14, 15, and 16. Verse 14. And ye shall eat no bread on the And ye shall eat no bread, neither corn, and ye shall neither, and ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn.
nor whose ears until the self same day that you have brought an offering unto your Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings.
So the feast that's coming up on the night at evening when the sun goes down from the feast of unleavened bread, we're supposed to count, and I'm going to start reading at verse 15, and ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, but of the day that ye brought the sickle, the shaft of the wave offering, seven Sabbath shall be completed. Verse 16, even unto tomorrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Yahweh. Verse 17, ye shall bring out for you, for your habitat, two ways loaf of two tent goat deer. Thus shall be for a fine flour. Thus shall bake the leaven. And this is talking about the unleavened bread. And but the feast that's coming up is the Feast of Weeks. I didn't really get a chance to run down. Brother Micaiah, do you know where I read about that at?
With the Feast of Weeks, you can go pick it up at, you can drop here in at verse 17.
Oh, in the same chapter?
Yeah, 23:17.
Oh, so I was reading 17.
Yeah, it's another name verse. Yeah, that last verse. I'm going to tell you who it belongs to.
Okay, the last verse.
Yeah.
Bread, okay. The fine flour, thus shall be baked with leaven. These are the first fruits unto the Yahweh. Verse 18. And this is the first fruit. And he shall offer with the bread seven lumps without blemish, seven lambs without blemish, seven lambs without blemish for the first year.
Of the first year,
one young bullock and two rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Yahweh with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Yahweh. What reads about those? But the feast that's coming up is the Feast of Weeks, and I didn't get a chance to run down the Feast of Weeks in the scripture.
You hear the mother when that first fruit unto Yahweh is another word, Feast of Weeks.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Brother Micaiah. So this is the feast that's coming up Thursday night. It's the third month for Israel, but it's the seventh month in the world that we live in today. But that would be the feast Thursday night that's coming up, the first fruit, the feast of weeks, one in the same.
What month?
It's going to be the third month. Yeah, for Israel, but on the calendar, it's a 7 month. And
And what you gonna tell the mass and the audience about that feast? What you gonna tell them about it, especially the Sixth Anointing Camp? What you gonna tell them about Thursday night? What's your advice for those of the Sixth Anointing Camp Thursday night? What's your advice?
The feast that's coming up Thursday night, Israel is supposed to have on their white garments. And they're supposed to have on their white garments. All Israel is supposed to have on their white garments with fringes on it. And we're going to celebrate the feast of the first fruit, the feast of wheat, Thursday night, the night when the sun go down. So that would be the tenth for us. I mean, you know, because when the sun go down, it is another day. And we supposed to have on our white fringes and white garments with fringes on it. Sorry, I'm kind of mixed up the first time I did this. But this is what we're going to do, and we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a gathering, and we're going to eat and drink and celebrate the first fruit, the Feast of Weeks.
That's right. And that's what we're talking about. And that's why we have to be clear about what's going on in one pool for one, because it's all as one body to move forward. And we got to set example on what we're doing. So, Mother V, so now, is there anything else you want to address this national audience pertaining to that? Anything you want to address this national audience on? So we're clear that Thursday night is the feast of a week. So anything else you want to address this national audience and tell them anything that that you believe they need to know? Take your time and bring that out. Come on.
Okay. Well, I can't think of nothing else right now that they need to know except, you know, we should keep this feast because this is, you know, a sign between us and him to keep these days. And I don't really know. I need Brother Makai to help me. This for me, is this a high day?
Yes, it is. It's a high day. Yes, it is a high day. We can read that over in the book of John. We can make sure I'm correct. Pick it up at chapter 19. We can take a peek over there. But yes, it is a high day that's already coming up. And I got to find over that mark. It's somewhere over that mark. I got to pull it out. But it is a high day. You hit it right on the head, Mother. You're absolutely right.
Mark 1?
Yeah, it's in 1. I think it's 1. Yeah, 1
all
119.
All feast days is high days. All feast days is called high days. So all any feast day it is called a high day. All of them called high days. All right, that was excellent, Mother Z. And it's great to hear your voice back on there and addressing the national audience. Although I don't see what they got you listed at. I don't know what they got on. So I know one thing, you're on that. And so that sound good to me, no doubt about it. All right, so Mother D.F. Israel, let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. I want to look at a statement here in 8, verse number 1. Mother D.F. Israel, something I want to take a look at. In 1 Corinthians, I don't know how far we're going to go, but I want to take a look at a statement in 8, verse 1. So we clear Thursday night is the feast of unleavened bread with the world called Pentecost. But we know it's the feast of weeks. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel. What is we reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 1? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge, knowledge puffed up, but charity edifies.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 2. And
go
if
ahead.
Any man, verse 2. And if any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing. Yet as he ought
right, because
to know.
Well, let me get it in there again, Mo. See, we got people that they very wise in the Bible. But they got the puffed up spirit. See, you got a puffed up spirit, that ain't gonna cut it. See, you know, you gotta get the spirit right. That's what we're saying. You gotta get the spirit right for this job ahead of you. Your spirit got to be right. Can't have no back and forth spirit. That's a puffed up spirit. Read a little bit more, dear Israel. Read a little bit more.
Any man love Yahweh. The same is known of him. Verse 4. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered and sacrificed unto idols, we know that an idol
we going,
is nothing.
Hold that point. Well, hold that point. We're going a whole nother direction, but we got the point in 1, 2, and 3. So that 4 going to take us another direction. But let's run to Acts 4:13. All we need was out there was 1, 2, and 3. And I'm making a note of that myself, 1, 2, and 3. Now, let's go to Acts 4:13, Mother D.F. Israel.
Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with the Yahweh the Son.
You see that?
So
what they're saying, they were ignorant in their mind because they didn't have their records. But they knew they was bold in what they was doing because they knew Yahweh the Son was bold. And they took note of that Yahweh the Son was a bold teacher. And they took note of these men that was around him. They had that same spirit. Boldness, and that's what they took note of. And something about these guys right here, they must have been under Yahweh. And the same thing about I'm saying about this ministry. They don't recognize your gift if you apply it up under Yahweh. And don't have a puffed up spirit, just go to the flow, and they'll recognize the six anointed camps was on one page, one understanding, one goal, kept our people come out of this mindset that they in, but we get out James 5:20. And Matthew 21:25. That's all. We looking for it out of this thing. That's why I keep telling you so much important to come together as one and let's get this job done before it's too late. And it's a big job to do. Mother E. Give me a verse, Mother E. And Sarat. 32:6-10. Let's see what it says in Sirach 32:6-10. I'm going somewhere. I don't know how much would I get out of it, but something I'm looking for. Sirach 32:6-10. Let's see what we can get out of that. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 32, verse 6 to 10. As a sign, Sirach, chapter 32, verse 6, as a sign of an
Temple.
And fit in a work. That's in a work of gold. Gold is the melody of muscle.
Music
is pleasant wine.
Pleasant wine.
Verse 7. Seeking young men, if there be need of thee, and yet scarcely when thou art twice asked. Verse 8. Let thy speech be short, comprehending much. In true words, be as one that knoweth and yet holds his tongue. Verse 9. If thou be among great men, make not thyself equal with them. And when ancient men are in place, use not many words. Receive. Before the thundering goeth lightning, and before change faces, men shall go favor.
What's it saying? Oh, Mother, it's talking about you have to know, you got to know how to respect your elders. That's what he's saying. You can't be having your mouth going when the elders, mothers, the elders is in place, because you can learn more by paying attention. But, you know, we have a tendency to blot out things, and we out of order everywhere. But we're saying that you can learn more if you pay attention to anointed leadership. But we have a tendency to want to speak out of turn, and that can slow you down, especially when it's puffed up spirit. You know, you get that I, me, and that's not this thing is about. It's not about that. So, Mother E, we're going to get a one more verse out here, and we'll get a closing statement, Mother E. And probably tomorrow we'll be able to spot you on the network and get some more going on tomorrow. So in the book of Job 32:6-8 there, Mother E, in the closing statement, let's see what it says, Mother E. Job, Ishikar's voice, 32:6 down to verse 8 in the closing statement, what it say?
Oh, 32:6-8. I thought you said 20.
Yep. Job 32, verse 6 down to verse 8 in the closing statement.
Job. Get back there. No, 32. Book of Job, chapter 32, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6. And Elihu, the son of Moron, the bug type, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not show you my opinion. But I said they should speak, and multitude of years should teach
8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding.
So what is saying? Yeah, verse 8. Go and read verse 8.
I read it.
Okay, that's
but there is a spirit in man. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding.
Mm-hmm. So the young man understood his role, and the respect level have long been passed, but we got to bring it back to the table through these six anointed caps, the respect level. The one that been in the trenches about this word and can help those that are coming behind, but they got to be able to pay attention and to be prepared to take it further as we show them the way to go. And that's the wisdom that Yahweh said, order, otherwise, order. So Mother Eve, we're going to leave it like that. And probably tomorrow we can find out where you located on the network. I don't see where yet. I sure hear you. And maybe we'll get some more going tomorrow. You know, it's all depends on these old big dignitaries. They got a way to show their power all the time. But that's a good thing. But Yahweh in control. So Mother Eve, what's your closing statement is on take number 119? Take your time and welcome to hear you back on the network. Come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be back in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for Brother Matthias. For this lesson he taught tonight about Israel, and thanking and praising Yahweh for Brother Micaiah, and thanking and praising Yahweh for the class of Israel. And to Israel, we give thanks to Yahweh from which come our help, for our help comes from Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yeah, now help come from Yahweh 121:1-2 of the Book of Psalms. And that's all we about is to help Israel get back in the mind on their job. Mother D of Israel, in the Book of Sirach, chapter 6, let's read a little bit till we get our point. We're going to read a little bit to get our point, then we're going to precept that. Something in there need a precept and a closing statement. Let's see what we can get. We go to Sirach chapter 6, verse 32, and we'll read you to get our point or a precept in something in there. I don't know what's in it, but we'll hear what got the precept once you start in Sirach 6, verse 32. Come on.
Sirach chapter 6, verse 32. If thou love to hear, thou shalt receive understanding. And if thou
See, if you love to hear, you're going to receive some understanding. You got to first love to hear. You got to be up. You got to have big ears and little mouth. That's where it starts at. Hold that point, Mother. Now back up to, but you got to know what you're hearing. In Romans 10:17, but this is what you want to hear. You don't want to be hearing a lot of gossip, always some who shot John and how fast Betty run. Now you don't want to get off in that. This is what you want to be able to hear in Romans 10:17. Then we come back and read a little bit more, Mother. What do we need to hear out of the six anointed camps? Romans 10:17, bring it.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh.
So Mother, what do we need to be hearing that we can read?
The word of Yahweh.
And that was the brother said yesterday. He said, well, you know, I got a problem with the name, you know, the four letters. We pronounce it a different way than Yahweh. But one thing I can say is, yeah, I like what I'm hearing coming out that Bible. So we do have some grounds to work with. We'll get him straight that the four letters is the game changer in time to come. But now come on back to, let's read a few more verses in that 32 and get a closing statement. Come on.
Okay. If thou will, thou shalt be taught. And if thou will apply thou mind, your mind, thou shalt be prudent. 30. And some in the right one, yeah. Verse 33. If thou love, I read the other one. Verse 33. If thou love to hear, thou shalt receive understanding. And if thou bow thine ear, thou shalt be wise. 34. Stand in the multitude of the elders and cleave unto him that is wise. Verse 35. Be willing to hear every Yahwali discord, and let not the parable of understanding escape thee. Verse 36. And if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee be time unto him, and let your foot wear the steps of his door.
So what he's trying to tell you, when you got elders in place, the mothers, the fathers in place, it's best to be big ears and little mouth. Try to get all that you can get. Because one day you're going to be on the clock to exhibit. And you got to be prepared. But if you got your mouth going, you're going to lose. So we're going to leave it like that, Mother D up Israel. What's your closing statement is on tape 119, and all three of your mothers done a great job with the young lions putting the scriptures to you, and y'all done them in great style. Grand style. Great style. Grand style. And I loved every minute of it. So what's your closing statement is, you on the clock? Come on. Catch you tomorrow night.
Yes, I want to read Genesis 29:35, where the young lion was. We was going over scriptures where Yahweh said over there in that Psalms that he loved Yahdah. This is the reason why he loved Yahdah, is Genesis 29:35. And she conceived again and bare the son. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore, she called his name Yahdah. And left them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We ought to praise Yahweh. Do y'all
do. And that was all about. See, if we focus in on our primary and only goal is to praise Yahweh, we're going to be all good. So, Brother Micaiah, and I'm give me a few verses in, if it's possible. So, Yahweh makes it plain in Sirach 25, verse 1. What do we say that we can read in Sirach 25, verse 1?
Going to the book of Sirach. Picking up at chapter 25, and we want verse 1. Verse 1 reads, in three things I was beautified and stood up, beautiful, both before Yahweh. In man, the unity of brothers, the love of neighbor, a man and a wife that agree together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Them are three things that we got to make sure is clear. And we got to do what in Ephesians 4:3. What we got to do that we can read in Ephesians 4:3?
The book of Ephesians, on the chapter 4, picking up at verse 3. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace.
Mm-hmm. So we have to, the bond of unity. See, we got to endeavor. We got to try. Endeavor means to try hard. We got to find out